Water is cold, human not. Water is heartless, but human are not. Mrs. Herrick and Mr. Gosnell, both followers of the Ratana faith, have known each other for more than 35 years and have been out fishing together more than 500 times. The ordeal for Mr. Gosnell and fishing partner Colleen Herrick began when their boat hit a semi-submerged log on the northern side of Motueha Island in the Haurukai Gulf. About 4:30 a.m. on May 26, 2009. After the 4.8-meter boat sank in 10 to 15 seconds, Mr. Gosnell decided to swim to the island to raise the alarm and to get help to Mrs. Herrick, who was clinging to its side. Mr. Gosnell, 42, who lost his 5-year-old brother in a boating accident in 1975, said it was Mrs. Herrick's calmlessness that saved their lives. "I looked up at the heavens at one point, believe it or not, and said, 'Oh God, you can't do this to me twice in my life, losing two people I care about,' he said. The last pocket of air in the nose of the boat was almost gone, with both of us holding on, but Colleen remained amazingly calm. We made the decision that because I was the stronger swimmer, I should go for help. He swam against the tide for more than an hour, broke two toes, and ran on rocks and barnacles to get help to save a drowning friend. Meanwhile, Mrs. Herrick, 53, said she counted stars and thought of her 8 grandchildren. I wasn't afraid because I had faith in God and I had faith in Terrence, Mrs. Herrick said. I knew he would do everything to save me. Mrs. Herrick was eventually found by the Mechanics Bay-based Marine Rescue Center and picked up just over an hour after the boat sank. She was taken by ambulance to Middlemore Hospital and treated for hypothermia. When they came back and I asked if she had been found alive, they said yes. I just broke down. All that had been worth it, Mr. Gosnell said. 11 days before, on May 15th, a Cornishman who rescued a girl from a swimming pool on his wedding day has been hailed a hero by his wife. Former Royal Navy diver Todd Sweeney from Falmouth was in Cyprus preparing for the nuptials when he saw a girl on the bottom of a swimming pool. The 40-year-old dived into the pool and resuscitated the teenager, who is believed to have suffered a seizure. The youngster, who is understood to be called Sarah and was part of a group from London, had turned blue. 3 hours after saving the girl, who made a full recovery, Mr. Sweeney and his fiancée, Heather Bowden, got married. Mr. Sweeney said the dramatic incident had left him slightly shaken, but said there was little time to think about it because he had to get ready for his marriage. He said, "I was a bit jumpy and shocked about what had happened, but nothing a cold beer didn't sort out afterwards." His wife, Heather, said she was immensely proud of her heroic husband for his brave antics. "It all happened so quickly," she added. "He saw her in the pool and was gone. He didn't hesitate." Yes, water is cold, but heart is warm. Their stories tell us love is really the greatest thing.